Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, Perek 7, the 7th chapter, Mishnayos 6 and 7, Mishnah 6. Hayam Moshcho v'yotze umeis brishus habalim pater. So if he was drawing it to bring it out, the animal, and it died in the domain of the owner, he's pater. Hagbiu o shehotzi brishus habalim v'meis chayev. If he lifted it up, or brought it out from the domain of the owner and it died, then he's chayef. Nitno livkoros beno, o lebal chovo, l'shomer chinam, l'shoel, v'nose sachar, v'l'socher, v'haya moshko, umeis brishus habalim pater. If he gave it as first dues for his son, or to his creditor, to an unpaid custodian, to a borrower, to a paid guardian, to a hirer, and he was drawing it and it died in the domain of the owner, he's pater. Hagbiu osha hotziu mershus habalim v'meis chayev. But if he lifted it up, or took it out from the domain of the owner and it died, then he's chayev. Now, the thief was drawing the ox or sheep out of the domain of the owner, and before he managed to take it out, it died, so since he hadn't acquired it yet, he's not liable for it. Okay? And that's what it means by he's exempt from paying kefal. The Rambam writes similarly that whoever steals in the domain of the owner is exempt from kefal since the stolen object is still in the owner's original possession. It's still in his area. Okay, but it does imply, according to Tosfos Yontov, that he is chayav for the principal, but the Tosfos Yontov writes that he doesn't really know why because he hasn't actually finished stealing it yet. Now, if the thief lifted up the ox, even though he didn't yet take it out of the domain, lifting affects acquisition in any place. And obviously taking it out of the domain as well, and so therefore he's chayav to pay kefal. Now if he gave it in as first dues to the priest for the redemption of his son, pigeon for his first son, right, or to a paid guardian, etc., then he's exempt. Because it hasn't acquisition hasn't happened since it's still in the domain of the owner. But again, if he lifted it or took it out, then he is chayav because of the acquisition by those in his stead. If they acquired it for him, so then he is chayef, according to Rashi. So even though a person doesn't become an agent to perform a transgression, the thief himself is liable, because those who were working in his stead didn't know that the object was stolen, they thought it was his, and therefore it does work as a acquisition. Other commentators, that's Tosfos, other commentators write that the case is one in which the priest or the creditor or the custodian does know the item was stolen, and our Mishnah teaches that since the thief had not yet acquired the stolen object and had not yet given it to the priest or the creditor or the custodian, if they lifted the stolen object or took it out of the domain of the owner, they're chayev, since they actually performed the act of theft. And the exception of liability mentioned in the last section of the Mishnah aren't applying to the thief, but rather are applying to those whom the thief gave the stolen object to, the priest, the creditor, or the custodian. Even though one who steals from a thief is exempt from paying kefal, these people are nevertheless chayev, because the thief had not yet acquired the stolen object, and they are as if stealing directly from the domain of the owner, according to halacha. Now, Chapter Mishnah 7. Ein migadlin behema daka be'eretz Yisrael, aval migadlin b'tsuria u'b'midbaros be'eretz Yisrael. You can't raise small cattle in Eretz Yisrael, but you can raise them in Syria or the wildernesses in Eretz Yisrael. Ein migadlin tarnagolim b'Yerushalayim mifnei ha'kadoshim v'lo kohanim be'eretz Yisrael mifnei ha'taros. You cannot raise birds, fowl, in Jerusalem because of sacrifices, nor priests in Eretz Yisrael because of ritually clean foods. Ein magadlin chazirim b'kol makom. You can't raise pigs, swine, in any place. Lo yigadol adam es hakelev, ela im kein hayakasher b'shalshelet. Ein porsin nishbim liyonim, ela im kein hayarachok min hayishuv shloshim ris. So you can't a man can't raise a dog unless it's tied on a chain. You can't set nets for doves unless they are distant 30 ris from an inhabited place. So why can't you raise sheep and goats in Eretz Yisrael? Because it interferes with the settlement of the land. Small cattle can destroy crops. But we're not concerned regarding the settlement of Syria And over there, the owners will pay for the damage they caused. Syria is the territory of Aram, which was conquered by King David, so wasn't sanctified with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the wildernesses of Eretz Yisrael, which are far from fields and vineyards, and again, you're not going to damage them. You can't raise fowl in Yerushalayim because of sacrifices, because fowl normally peck in refuse. We fear that they're going to bring the measure of a lentil of a reptile, defile the sacrifices which are eaten in Yerushalayim. And priests can't raise fowl anywhere in Eretz Yisrael because of truma, which is eaten by the priests, and the purity must be maintained, and we're afraid that the fowl will defile it. You can't raise pigs in any place, not even outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara quotes a brisa of the Chachamim that they decree that as a result of a historical occurrence, this is why it was decided, that when the Chashmonaim kings were warring with each other, they would lower dinars to them in a purse each day. Those inside would lower over the city walls a purse of dinars from the contributors in the temple chamber to those outside the wall, and they would raise up to them to meet them. The ones on the outside would send up to those on the inside sheep for the daily sacrifices. One day they sent them up a pig, and Eretz Yisrael quaked over an area of 400 parsa by 400 parsa. So at that time they said, "Cursed be the man who shall raise swine anywhere." You can't raise a bad dog, which is accustomed to bite, since it'll cause damage or cause a woman to miscarry for fear of it, unless it's tied in a chain, so people won't be afraid of it. It is permitted, however, to raise a dog in a city close to a border and tie it up by day and let it loose by night. You can't set nets for trapping doves for fear of theft, because perhaps one will trap doves which are owned by someone else, unless you're 30 risks, about 4 mil, about 4 kilometers from an inhabited place. Tomorrow we will learn Chapter 8, Mishnah 1 and 2.